All right, today we're going to have a quick chat with a couple of people who've been on the island for a recent yacht charter show. This took place down at the Port Louis Marina, down at Karani James Boulevard. And I'd like you to meet both Anne McHorney. She's the director of a company called Select Yachts, and Tim Maurer. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. It's M-A-U-E-R. He's a captain of a yacht, Endless Pleasure. And these folks were here trying to encourage potential charterers, I think it is, to come to Grenada. First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
First time here for both of you?
No, absolutely not.
You're not? Okay. let's start by finding out a little bit about Endless Charter. Where are you based?
Endless Pleasure or?
The boat or Select Yachts? Endless Pleasure is the boat.
Endless Pleasure is the boat, and the yacht, the company is Select Yachts.
Correct.
Okay, now I've got that.
That's Anne's company.
Yeah. That's Anne's company. Where is the company based?
Select Yachts has offices both in Fort Lauderdale and on the island of St. Martin.
Yeah.
And we have employees in California, Dominica, I guess that's it. Some of the outlying towns of Fort Lauderdale were very cyber.
Okay. And Endless
Pleasure.
Perfect.
You're based everywhere.
Well, we're based all over the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And we typically have been spending the winter months up in the Virgin Islands, and then we sail down island and come down to Grenada, where we spend just about half the year down in Grenada.
Before we go any further, let me ask you this. You mentioned sailing in the Virgin Islands, based up there. I have never been up there. I've sailed the Grenadines quite a bit, and I love the Grenadines as a sailing ground. I want to hear from you, and the honest truth now. No PR here, just the honest truth. Is it as nice up there as it is in the Grenadines?
No. You can't compare the two. This is natural Caribbean. And when you get to Grenada, you feel something special. And it's first and foremost the people. And then you look.
I've been hearing that for years.
It's so true. It's not to say anything bad about any other place in the Caribbean.
Right.
Or the people, but there's something special about Grenadians.
And it's just their warmth?
Yeah, you feel welcome the minute you come in. And as soon as you get time to explore more of the island, you can almost understand why they are the way they are, because the island's so beautiful.
Yaman, manana, no rush, right?
Yeah, and you know, the phrase island time doesn't bother you, because
exactly.
That's just the way of life.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good.
So you spend quite a bit of time down here, I would imagine.
Yes, we did, and in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
We just bought our boat 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and started chartering. Now we're in our end of our second year, so we're picking up our third year soon. And ever since we came down, by the way, we did come down in 2009, I think right after the marina, Camper Nicholson just finished the marina.
Right.
And we were just impressed. We bareboated with the moorings at that time and came down. And we were impressed from that day forward. And as soon as we bought our boat, we knew ultimately we would want to be back here. And ever since then, I've been telling Anne, this is an amazing event, because we've been saying this to Joel and the people at Port Louis Marina, that we really need to have something to motivate more bookings for charter boats here, because this is an amazing place. You mentioned the BVI or the Virgin Islands. It's been around for a long time, and it's very commercial now. I'm not, you know, but it's just different. There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
What's unique about this area in the Grenadines is that it's the natural Caribbean.
Still unspoiled?
Yeah, it's unspoiled. Its beauty is still there. The Grenadines are just amazing. And you get the volcanic islands, the topography of the islands. It's everything is just different.
Tim, enjoy that while you can, you know, because right now I think you probably spend time down here because of the international airport. A lot of people fly into Grenada to start their charters. But hey, St. Vincent is about to have its international airport. Are you afraid that that might, you know, sort of keep you away from here for a little bit?
Oh, not at all.
No?
I think what that will do is it'll influence what this boat show has been all about. And because what it'll lend itself to is the ability for a lot of travelers who, well, let me speak for Americans for a second,
okay,
who typically have their 1 week vacation and they try to pack as much as they can into that week.
Okay.
That 1 week, they're going to be able to enjoy a wonderful trip just from St. Vincent straight down to Grenada, mm-hmm, and get to see kind of everything in between and enjoy Grenada as a last stop. That would be the preferred direction, I think, of sail. We do pickups up and back and any direction you want to go in. But if that airport becomes or opens up to jets and it makes it easier for people to come in, I think that you're going to see a lot more charters, you're going to see a lot more tourism throughout the area.
Now, you mentioned that one of Grenada's attractions, and as the operator of a charter company, and you'll probably understand what I'm talking about, the warmth and friendliness is one thing, but as somebody chartering a yacht, the facilities that you encounter during that week contribute a heck of a lot to how much you enjoy that charter. What is it that Grenada has? Apart from these guys down at Camper and Nicholson, they have a good operation.
I think you'd be surprised that the yachts are very self-contained. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that people are looking for is to actually escape from too much outside influence. A lot of the catamarans that are coming now, they will anchor in a quiet little bay for the evening. People can jump in the water, they can swim, they see sea life. They're on a beach that's quiet and pristine. They have wonderful chefs on board. The food is prepared on board, and they spend a week and they just relax, and that's what they're looking for.
You know, I used to sail quite a bit during the month of August, and I have to be honest with you, when going through the Grenadines, often spent a hell of a lot of time on board just enjoying the cuisine prepared by the person who did that cooking on board. Just awesome. It's a nice escape, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah, our clients love it. And I think when we see new people come in from different areas and they've been here now for the first time, you see the reaction and the difference that they've experienced before and then now here.
And it's such a big difference from being on a cruise ship with 3,000 other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's your own boat. You can talk to the captain about where you want to go. And getting back to the cuisine, one of the things we did at the show, we had a culinary excellence competition. And all of the chefs from the boat did an entry. We chose one particular item for them to all have in common, and in respect to Grenada, we used nutmeg jelly, which was provided by one of our sponsors.
Great
and
stuff.
It was a new challenge, and the chef said, wow, my mind started thinking about all the things I could make.
Try the jam, too.
Yeah, I tried it this morning. It's great.
Yeah. What sort of yachts do you operate? First of all, what's your yacht, Tim?
We're an older yacht, believe it or not. By today's standards, there are so many new yachts that are coming in all the time.
Yeah.
But we own a catamaran. It's a Privilege 51, which is a 1995 build. And she's a beautiful sailing cat, built solid. You know, the expression they like to use, they don't build them like they used to.
True.
That's why we bought her.
Yeah, okay. And what yachts does your company offer?
Well, we have actually two divisions to our company. It would be, in effect, like a wholesale and a retail. So our wholesale division does an agency sort of thing. We list many yachts that are available throughout the world or certain regions that we focus on, one of them hopefully to be more of the Grenadines. And so agents from around the world will call us and say, what do you have? Do you have something for these clients? And then I also work as a retail agent where I have my own clients and I might look anywhere in the world. Our bookings might not come from our own fleet. But people will ask me about locations as they would do with other agents. So it's important to bring these agents here to see the area so that they know how to sell it to their clients.
As we speak right now, you have a large audience out there in the United States, in Canada, and in England. And these folks, pretty soon, they're going to be getting ready for winter again, thinking, well, you know, maybe we got to go join these guys down in the Grenadines. How would you help them to decide what type of yacht they should ask you for?
Well, I ask them a lot of very pointed questions. What are their objectives with the vacation? Some of it is price-driven because we have all ranges of prices and sizes and so forth. How comfortable they will be to be on a boat. If it's a family, I might find a boat that has a lot of toys, water toys, kayaks.
There weren't any toys on my yacht.
Well, then you chose the wrong yacht.
I chose the wrong yacht.
You need a good charter broker to help
yes,
you.
Yes,
there you go.
That I didn't have. Well, okay.
But we try to match the clients to the boats. We're matchmakers, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, I want to find out about that show that you had here at Port Louis a couple of days ago. First of all, the purpose and how it went.
The purpose for me personally was to be able to get some more people to Grenada. I was fortunate enough to have come last year, and I saw how the island was developing from my first visit, which was the year after the invasion. So maybe before a lot of people in the audience were born. But it was just so stunning to me how the people were and how happy they all seemed, how well the island was doing, the services at the marina, that I decided now is the time. So we invited a lot of yachts, we invited a lot of charter agents, and we had huge support from Marina Port Louis to help us to organize the sponsorship, and they put together a wonderful package for everyone to really enjoy and get a feel not only for the boats that they were able to see that had come down for the show, but also for the island in general.
Good. Are you kept busy, Tim, down here?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, we would like to be more busy, which is one of the reasons why we praise Anne and her team for bringing the show about. And I tell the guys at Port Louis all the time, too. They probably heard me for the last 3 years saying, we need to see I think we were talking about this, Joel, a couple of years ago. We would look for a boat show. We thought there should be a boat show here for the charter brokers to set up for them to meet interested boats that are willing to take people out on charters. And for us, we're just so thankful that it happened. And it wouldn't happen without, I mean, it's a lot of effort on Anne and her team's part to make something like this happen. And then it takes a lot of interested parties to bring it all about. I used to be in event production, so I know this intimately for about 24 years. And I know what goes into it. So it takes a lot of effort amongst a lot of different people and parties and or companies to bring something like that together. I mean, you need a marina that's ready to offer it and make it attracted for, you know, the boaters and the brokers to come in. And then you need so many sponsors to help, you know, fund it all, to bring it to life and to be able to introduce all the types of services that bring a leisure activity like this, you know, chartering and throughout the Caribbean to life. So you mean, you know, all the services providers and the marinas and the organizations that supply food and beverages mm-hmm. and things, all those things are important to make anything like this come to life.
And obviously you're very familiar with the shows in places like Antigua, for example.
Yes, we try to visit them every year.
Okay.
All of the shows.
And, I mean, you just got this thing going here. Tell me what potential you saw that maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road we could have something like that going here?
It has to be a building process.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges that I'm finding is that the yachts all have their own schedules. So whereas a lot of the larger yachts, the mega yachts, may leave in the spring, some of the catamarans, the other charter yachts, may come down for the summer where they find that they feel a lot safer. It's great weather for chartering. And so in order to organize everybody at the same time, it's been a little difficult. And the thinking is that we had this in July, middle of July. Next year, we're going to move it to the middle of June, mm-hmm. Which we think will be a little bit wider door.
Here?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're definitely, it'll be the second annual Green Haven Charter Yacht
Show. We're happy to hear that.
And I bet Glenn is pretty darn happy to hear that as well.
Yeah. Well, Glenn has been a huge, huge help for us. Yeah. He helped to arrange the sponsorship and all of the support at this end in Grenada, because we're not based here. We don't live here. So we really needed a lot of ground support.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it was a success. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back here again. I'm terribly sorry I could not join you for your post-show party last night.
It was your loss. We had a great time.
And there's always next year.
Yeah. So I'm going to start planning. Right now, we'll get Joel to run things here so I can come
there
down
you go.
To Port Louis.
Yeah.
Folks, I've been talking with both Ann McCorney and Tim Maher. These folks are both people in the yachting industry who have been here in Grenada for a charter show. And we are looking. Promise me that when you guys come back next year, you have my card. Let me know before you come, and we'll plan on having a little get together, both on and off air.
Okay, and you'll have to come by the marina.
Absolutely.
You should tour all the various boats too while you're there visiting.
Yeah. Yeah. You're trying to get me hooked into a yacht, aren't you?
Well, of course.
You never know.
And I love cats. I love cats.
There's a lot of amazing designs out there.
Yeah. You know, the sail between here and Carriacou, I have to confess, it's not one of my favorites. I'll take it on if I'm on a cat. But I don't like going through Kick'em Jenny on Moha.
Everybody's afraid of it.
I just don't. So, okay, we'll arrange something for next year. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate what you're doing for Grenada. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you.